Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, and we are broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about bad acquisitions. Why would you choose a topic like bad acquisitions? Here's why. Because yesterday, we talked about good acquisitions. And it's the yin-yang of life, right?
Bad acquisitions. bad acquisitions. And how to avoid bad acquisitions, what they are, how to see them coming, how to kick them to the curb. You like that? That's going to be my rant.
Guess what? Bad acquisitions happen because you pull a trigger on something you shouldn't be buying.
It's true.
We have long since done that. I'm so happy to report.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a bad acquisition we've done.
You know, it's funny. Some of our people think that, because I didn't exactly double my money, that's a bad acquisition. I'm here to tell you that is not a bad acquisition.
Right.
So, we'll talk more about
that. I only made $80,000 instead of $100,000.
Shucks, I know.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Max asks, hi, everyone. I have to really enunciate that. Hi, everyone. I am new to land investing and wanted to reach out to the community to try and get a better understanding of the process to find good, cheap land to buy. Is it safe to say that I can potentially send out my mailer to any county that returns enough results in my acreage/price point, etc.?
Yeah.
My plan is to find any state/county of my choosing where the price point fits my purchasing comfort level. From there, I plan on using DataTree to plug in the state, county, acreage, and vacant land characteristics. If it results in more than 1,500 rural vacant land properties, does that mean it's a good county to send offers out to? I would price a property based on the zip code by taking 1/4 of the cheapest property in each set and set that as my offer. I'm completely new to this. So any advice or help would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
Go, well, Jill, go.
I would say for being completely brand new, boy, are you on the right path. Like, you're going to kill it. If this is you knowing nothing, holy cow, what are you going to be like? You're going to be a machine a year from now.
Well, this person being new at ready to do it, but he's been listening to the show.
Yes.
Or talking
soaking
to people
and
investors.
Yeah, I don't think most people off the top of their head come up with all of that stuff on their own. Just go, I think I'm going to try this. And then I think I might throw this in there.
So that said, though, all those questions that you asked just are in the Land Academy 1.0 cash flow from land education.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, you're going to walk off the street on a data tree and you're going to say, I'd like a subscription, a national subscription, please. And they're going to say, thank you. I would like $9,000 and 35 cents a record.
Exactly.
So be prepared for that.
Right.
So all kidding aside, you're brand new and that's great. Mm-hmm. And I agree with Jill. You're going to do well. But we've got all this stuff worked out. It's way cheaper. If you just join the group, this is not a commercial. I don't care if you join or not. But if you ask this same thing that I'm bringing up here on Land Investors, if it's worth it, because you get all the data and all that stuff for $250 a month or whatever the price is now. So you can save yourself a ton of money by getting educated right up front from all the education that we provide. And so you're going to save yourself tons of money and time with the data.
Right.
With our data package.
So to reiterate Stephen's point, you got the gist of it.
Yeah.
Everything that you spelled out is great. Now you are ready for all the missing pieces. There's a lot of little moving parts in there. I'm glad that you're figuring out the acquisitions. You got to figure out the purchasing the property part, and there's a lot to it too.
So you'll get offers
that's
back.
Good, though.
You get signed offers back.
But I guess the point is too, I love where you're going as far as the big picture concept. There are still some more things that you want to look at. So like census.
Well, you mentioned zip code and you mentioned
picking a county.
Price per acre, and those two things don't mix.
Right. There's a few things that go into picking a county before you get to this point.
Yeah.
And then you got to make sure a couple of things about the properties and zoning and who you're sending offers to.
Yeah.
And And if you, and you've got the gist of it down. So if you went with your just your quarter of the
lowest price property
out there, that's a great start. If you want to get more detailed on it, you sure can. Later on, you probably will.
You have to later on.
So, but starting out that way, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot to say other than you are totally on the right path, and I know we can help you, you know, take it from there. Like
absolutely.
You said.
There's a lot of details.
Great question. Was that a ringer?
Maybe. It was too much what we say.
I just,
what do you mean by ringer?
I don't know. Is somebody testing us?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think
yeah,
it might be
like
kind
not
of
a ringer,
too.
But like is somebody that was good.
It was quirk. Yeah, it was like
who wrote that question again?
Max.
Oh.
Max
just kidding.
Asks.
Max. All right, you know, it's still going to be so funny. Someday it's going to be like Bueller or someone's going to throw something in there and I'm going to go like, all right, funny, Bono ass, or not like I'm a Bono fan, I'm just thinking like, Prince ass. That's going to be a good one. I'm going to question that question when I see, but no, these are real. So go look at our online community. That's what I'm like, who are you, Max? It's kind of funny.
Today's topic, Jill almost always knows the new people too. Today's topic, bad acquisitions. This is the meat of the show. What the hell do you mean bad acquisitions? Why would you talk about bad acquisitions?
Right.
Because you want to do good acquisitions.
You know, I just thought of a Max right now, by the way, who is very smart. And now I think about it, I think I know who it is.
Okay.
Sorry, Max. You are real. If you're with a Max, I'm thinking of that you're part of a, there's a couple of you together, I know. Okay.
What's a bad acquisition? So if you listened to the show yesterday, a bad acquisition is not one you lose money on or it was hard or it. What? Here's a bad acquisition where you didn't follow your acquisition criteria, where you strayed. You got interested in something shiny over here that you know you can make money on, and it took away your attention, and it veered you from the path of becoming the actual big picture land/real estate investor that you want to be. I'll never forget it. Jill and I did a live event. Right when we decided to do Land Academy, almost immediately we're invited to this thing to talk. It was a version of a meetup.
Big REI group thing. Like 100 and something people in there.
Right. And
it
went off well.
Yeah.
I mean, really, there's a kid in there that just wouldn't, he was really intrigued with the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he was doing a deal.
I remember him.
Yeah. And he was doing a deal and he couldn't. It was a messy deal. So it was a piece of rural property that had, it was all sectioned and parceled off. Imagine like a farm that's been owned in a family for 100 years. And there's a house and an old house and a new house. There's a couple barns on the property and tons of, it was just kind of a mixed use deal. I run away from mixed use deals, by the way, because it's just complicated. You got to do stuff.
Right.
And so this guy, I said the same thing I'm saying right now, run away from this deal. It's absolutely possible to make $500,000 to $1 million and you're going to spend years. And so he didn't. I remember hearing from him a year later. This is like 2015.
I remember this, yeah.
And he's shaking his head and crying about the whole thing. And see, he was a mess.
Yeah.
He was asking me to help him to get out of it.
Yeah.
I said, if I had a nickel for every time somebody emails us and says, can you really help me with this? Or... Can you develop a website that's going to help us do this a lot faster? You know, if we did that, we would never do this.
Right.
So I have to, in the same thing that I'm talking about, follow not my acquisition criteria, because we're past that. We do that well, but Jill and I have to constantly keep ourselves on the tracks to where we want Land Academy and House Academy and all this to go, because I've got 20 great ideas that are nothing more than a massive distraction.
I don't think people realize how many deals that we do turn down. We don't buy them all. As of right now, as a matter of fact, we turn down more than we buy.
That's
way
true.
More than we buy. So
probably
more than 10 to 1.
That's a great point, love.
Uh-huh. We don't, and we're real quick to say,
10 to 1.
You especially, because when you do those consulting sessions with people, I hear you all the time that you're saying, I would not do this deal. You know, and you have no problem good, bad, or otherwise, Stephen, you are very upfront and honest. You know, sometimes that's great, and sometimes I don't want to know that that doesn't look good because I feel good in it.
Do I look fat in these jeans?
Exactly.
So, we all know how to answer that.
That's not your best look, sweetheart.
I'm not sure those jeans are part of your acquisition criteria.
Where did you
criteria.
Get those? Yeah. How long have you had those?
That's what she says to me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, actually, that's it.
How about we wear some underwear from this century?
My favorite is, hey, where did my favorite shirt go? Gee, I don't know.
Which one? You mean the ones with the holes all up and down the back?
Gosh, I don't know, sweetheart. So, bad acquisitions, don't do it. You know what? I'm going to get a little inspirational here. If something is not sitting right and everything looks good on paper, but you just feel like you're missing something, I'm not sure about this seller, I'm not sure about this property, I have a few questions. I tell you, if it's a gut feeling, I wouldn't do the deal. There's too many others.
That only works for women.
Oh, well. Then ask a woman.
Here's why. Men are hardwired to be distracted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go out on a limb here.
Okay.
Here's my girl.
I understand.
And I love her, and we have history. Oh, wait, there's a girl over there?
Do you really want to use this example?
Look, I'm not saying I've ever partaken in anything like that. I'm just saying.
You have a better example? How about a boat?
Yeah,
here's my beautiful boat. Let's do
boats
the boat.
Are good.
Thank you. Here's my beautiful boat. I invested a lot of time and money in it. Isn't it gorgeous? And boy, does it treat me right. Every time I take this boat out, I have zero issues. Oh, but wait. There's another
bigger,
boat
that's bigger boat.
10 years younger. It looks an awful lot like my boat.
That's a bigger, better, but younger version of the boat that I already have.
Actually, it's the same boat, 10 years younger.
So what that it's more expensive?
Yes. And you know what? I'm not sure it's going to treat me as well.
And this doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm going to buy it anyway. I'm going to buy them both. I'm going to keep my other boat, and I'm going to buy this boat, because that's a good idea.
And I can't afford this.
Oh, no.
And it's probably going to all end in tragedy, but
you know what?
I want both of these boats.
And I don't want this boat to be jealous, so I'm going to get a slip in another marina for that boat.
No, and we should be videoing this.
We are.
No, I'm saying we shouldn't.
Oh, I should.
God, Jill, that's hilarious. So my point is, most men are not capable of having rational feelings about.
Thinking my nose run.
Rational feelings about not doing an acquisition.
I'm they laughing
get really
so
distracted.
Hard. How's that? Yeah, so don't get distracted by bad acquisitions. Younger women, younger boats. Just kidding. No. But and stick to your criteria. Bad acquisitions, I think a bad acquisition too is, you know what? A bad acquisition is going into it and not getting out of it when you realize you're making a mistake. I've seen people do this sometimes. It's a bad acquisition and they know it and they think they're too far in. Like, shoot, I can't cancel
Cut
now.
Your losses.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just get out. There.
Just get out. It is okay. You know, that's happened to us and we've done that. Have had transactions in the middle of escrow and something comes up. And
we just did that.
It all falls apart.
Like a week ago.
So, yeah.
A deal that we would have made a bunch of money on.
Right. And that's okay. Stuff happens. You know, get out of it. Because why would you follow through with a bad acquisition, by the way?
Why would you?
Pride? No.
Pride.
That's silly.
Absolutely. Are
pride?
You dying to be a real estate
really
investor so bad?
Lose money over it? No.
Exactly. No. Or you think you're Superman and you can fix anything.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't happen to me. I'm long past those days.
Right.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, on this last deal we just killed last week.
Right.
There was a hint of an EPA potential issue, and I turned it all off.
Right.
Because it was a short conversation with Jill and I.
Yep.
Is it worth making whatever it was going to be, like $180,000 we made on the deal? Is it worth that. I mean, look at all the junk that's on this property.
We're starting to do it again with one right now with another property where we're worried about the seller getting out of the property or off the property.
Yeah.
And that's another one that could be a bad acquisition. And we're like, yeah.
The tenant? Oh, that's seller. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So it's like, that's a potentially bad acquisition. And it's a bummer because the price is phenomenal, you know, and it could be.
That seller, that deal specifically is real profitable for us, but the seller is proving to be extremely high maintenance. So
that would make it a bad acquisition. That's a good point. Yeah. It's not just about the property. Sometimes it's about the seller, the terms, there's whatever it is.
We would have to help her literally physically move, hire somebody to do it.
And
we would have to put her into some place where she doesn't know where she's going to move. It's too much work.
Yeah. That's a bad acquisition.
You know, so you really do need to listen to yesterday's show because these go together. Good acquisitions and bad acquisitions. You just wanted a good acquisition is one where you don't have to do any work. That's for us. That's our acquisition criteria, where it's rubber stamp the thing all the way through on the buy and the sale.
Right.
And collect the equity and move on to the next one. In fact, I'm usually moved on to the next one after we buy the last one.
Yeah, you move on pretty fast.
Yeah, so bad acquisitions only happen because the person who's buying them sees something that's not there. It almost never happens. You would think logically bad acquisitions happen because you didn't review something, or your due diligence was short, or
yeah,
you didn't.
It's not you.
Oh, it's an unexpected lien that I didn't find. You know, some kind of a mechanics lien or a tax lien on it.
Right.
It's never, for us, it's never those things. Right. It's always, to make more money on this deal, I need to establish legal access or some version of that. Or I didn't realize the seller wasn't going to move out for 60 days. That's all, it's stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not hidden things in there that we didn't know about.
Another... my last point, a bad acquisition is one that keeps you from 5 or 10 other good ones.
That's perfect.
Think about that.
That's exactly right. We're data people, right?
Yeah.
We want to send out mail, have it come back, bang, 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 next one. Bang, 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 next one. Bad acquisition is what stops you from doing that.
Yep.
It slows the train down.
Thank you.
Boats. My gosh. Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 or 20 minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for another interesting episode where we discuss larger than you ever imagined acquisitions.
And we answer your questions posted on our free online community found at landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good crack up, man.
I had to bring up both. I had to bring it into something
perfect.
that you could relate to.
What's the women version of that?
Shoes.
No,
purses? Jewelry. Jewelry?
I mean, women get distracted by men, but it doesn't just seem to be as tragic for some reason.
You know, I guess we don't have anything like that.
Right.
Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening, or on YouTube if you're watching us there. And while you are at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.